continues the Chafetz Chaim, and he will conclude Perek Beis of Shaar Zechira B'Siyat Hashmaya, that when a cordial person thinks about the words of the Zohar Kaddish that we were mentioning before, and how it brings down din into this world from Shemayim, because it creates a din in Shemayim when from down here we are speaking bad about our fellow Jew. When a person just contemplates that, and they really think about it with open eyes, and they see that which will come about from their speech, they'll be filled. The Chafetz Chaim uses three different terminologies of fear, with pachad, urasei suzea, they will tremble. They'll be shaking from fear, lest they speak lashon hara on their friend. It should really cause a person to tremble. Imagine, says the Chafetz Chaim, that they would tell you to go into the heichal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Or they would send someone else as a shliach. And they would stand right there, lifnei Aaron Brisoi. Can you imagine to be now a kitcher on Klai Yisrael? And he's not going to say any lies. All the things he's going to be saying is truthful. It's so clear, says the Chafetz Chaim. The worst amongst Klai Yisrael would put himself at risk, lest he have the terrible avera of saying lashon hara, of causing a kitrug on Klai Yisrael lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'heichal atzmo lifnei Aaron Brisoi. So says the Chafetz Chaim, when it comes to lashon hara, it brings an accusation, it arouses din on Klai Yisrael through speaking lashon hara, because it goes in front of the kisei kevoda yisbarach. When we speak words of lashon hara in this world, it's as if we're saying it in front of Hashem in His heichal. That he says, "Kishem shoshayim sapin lashon hara va'olag ad kenayet kisei hakavod." Says the Chafetz Chaim, it brings on a great accusation on Klai Yisrael. From all these chazals, the Zohars, the Tanit Velio, a person can understand the great punishment for this bitter avera in this world and in the next world. And therefore, David HaMelech said, if a person wants to live eternal life in Olam Haba and good days in this world, it starts with guarding oneself from lashon hara. So it's the Chafetz Chaim, how much we need to be embarrassed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we daven on Yomin Urayim, we say Hashem, silent, make silent the accuser, and take in place the defendant, the Sanegar. But then we ourselves, Rahman al-Sahim, we should say lashon hara. We ourselves are bringing on the accusation of Klai Yisrael. So the Chafetz Chaim concludes, Perek Beis, that Hashem should place upon us, in between each one of us and Klai Yisrael, love, connection, peace, and friendship.